some of you may have heard me, or some of you have heard me speak about Hope in the Priesthood before. It's one of my pet themes. The Lord needs hope, we need priests to have hope. But if I was to start, so what did the text say? It said, in hope we were saved. And it talks about the difference between what you hope for and what you already see. That if you already have something, you already see it, you don't hope for it yet. What you hope for is something you know of, but you don't yet have. You don't yet fully see. That here on earth, we're in this time of transition. We have all these things we know that we've received from the Lord Jesus that he's told us. That we don't yet know them in that completeness of vision we'll have in heaven. And hope, in some way, we have all these things in life that we possess, but not with the completion that heaven has. And hope is about that movement of the will, that striving to possess those things we don't yet have. There are two contrasts with hope. Despair, and I'd say in the church, easily cynicism. That cynicism always sees the problems. And the problems are real, but if you only see the problems, you only see half of reality. And you will hear, as some of you have heard me say it before, cynical priests, faithful priests maybe, but all they see are the problems. That this parish, these people now, they're just godless. They don't know anything, they don't pray, they're useless. Whereas a priest of hope sees his parishioners and sees what they can be. He sees these are people that could be catechized. These are people that could know the Lord. These are people that could love the Lord. And he sees the beauty of that goal, the goodness of that goal, and he moves himself and moves his people to that goal. That's what a priest of hope looks like. Now the sinful son man, who likewise only sees the problems. He only sees, in that sense, half of reality. He sees the priests here that are just not good enough. And the people that are, the seminarians I'm with, they're just not good enough. And himself, he's not good enough either. He just sees the problems. But the seminarian of hope, he just continues seeing the potential, seeing what could be, and moving himself and helping move others to the big goal and the thousand little goals to get us there. My point to you today is that this has to be, this question of hope has to inspire everything in our formation. That we need to have a vision where we are striving to become something better. That there can be, in your first year of seminary, when we can arrive thinking we're wonderful. We can arrive thinking, I'm perfect. I've given myself to the church. You know, these seminaries, they're just so lucky to have me among them. And the God, you know, I hope he appreciates just how fortunate he is that I said yes. And then sometimes it doesn't take long for the process of formation to begin, where we flip to just seeing everything that's wrong with us, how far we are from where we need to be. But I want to save souls, but I realize I'm just too lazy to kind of do anything. But I want to set the world on fire, but I just realize humanly I'm a bit boring. But I want to teach the nations, but I just now, in formation, we can reach that an early stage of that and just despair. But what we need is that the movement of hope sees problems but sees more what could be and what I can be. That the future priest of hope, if he's habituated himself to always see what he could be and move himself continually to what he could. could be what the Lord wants him to be, he's going to carry that into his vision for his people, how he engages with them too. Our first reading, St. Paul spoke about how all creation has this eager groaning, yearning for the completion, yearning for the revelation of the sons of God, for us to be shown as what we need to be, what we truly can be. And this new creation starts right now. And it starts in us. A tremendous read books by Matthew Kelly. He speaks continually of the better version of yourself that the Lord wants you to be. But that you know and that what you can be, what the Lord wants you to be. And someone of hope also sees in a thousand little steps what you could be and sets out to grasp it. So in conclusion, you know, a quarter of the way through this year, do you see problems in yourself? Do you see despair? Or is what you've seen in yourself just caused you to reach, identify new goals, new things to set out and hope every morning? Did that creation sense the eager groaning of creation, that the cosmos itself is yearning for something more, humanity is built for more, that you are built for more than you are yet? Do you have that eager groaning to become that? In hope, you are saved. Saved, but not yet completed. Formation is a lifelong task. We don't increase, we don't stop needing formation. We don't stop needing to move forward in hope for ourselves as well as those we call to serve. Let's ask the Lord for a greater gift of that eager groaning. You might in the future be a priest of hope,